Okay, today's daf is Shavuos daf Lamed Ches. Shavuos Lamed Ches, last daf of Shavuos HaBikadon, first daf of Shavuos HaDayanim. But we are up to, on the bottom of Lamed Zayin Amid Beis, we are up to Amar Rav Papa. Amar Rav Papa, about six lines up from the bottom. But just one note before we start with Amar Rav Papa. And that is, we just quoted a machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan, about whether you darshan klal or prat, prat or klal, in terms of karka nixelas, karka einin nixelas, and the Gemara excluded from the discussion of Shavuos, the Gemara excluded shtar and karka and avadim. So Tosfos, in Dibur Maschil Miyit Shtaros, Tosfos says, shtaros are excluded from Shavuos, meaning if there's a shtar that says that somebody has owes me money and I deny having it, meaning I have it, it's a pikadon, and I have it, and it says that somebody owes you money, and I deny it, so that is excluded from Shavuos HaPikadon. Says Tosfos, but there is a machlokas in general, elsewhere in the Gemara, about garmi. What's garmi? We mentioned this in the past. That is, there are three ways to damage somebody. Either directly, I smash his car with a baseball bat, that's maisa yashir. Then there's grumma. What's grumma? I put my animal cage in the corner of my field, and I leave the cage open, so the animals jump out, and when they jump out, they jump onto your apple tree, which is right next to your field, they jump, and they get it. Right, discussions from the second parak on Baba Basra, all the sugis of Grumma B'Nizakin. So that might be Aser, but you're not Chayiv. You're Potter. Grumma B'Nizakin is Potter. And then there's something in the middle, and that's Garmi. It's pretty direct, but there's something lacking. I burn up a shtar that says that Reuben owes you $100. So that's direct damaging you, but it's not gufo mamon. And there are other cases of garmi that come up. So the question is, machlokas tanum, whether you're done dinin de garmi or not. This is such a fascinating topic, and it comes up. It doesn't come up in a number of places in Shas, but there's another 20 cases in the Gemara which does not mention garmi. But all the Rishonim say, isn't this garmi? Isn't this garmi? This is one of them right here. That's why the Ramban had to write a whole separate sefer called Kuntras dinin de garmi. And every one of the cases in Shas that connect to garmi are discussed by the Ramban. But Tosfos here says, why, according to the Manda Amar, that does not hold of Garmi, that's Tosfos, afilu mandelodo andina de Garmi. If you don't hold of the sugya of Garmi, so what do you need a pasuk to exclude it here? L'mayit shtaris, mikal makom, kivan techi isnu beinayu, mechayiv leiladurinu, but still here, if it was there, you'd have to return it, hava mina tekikar v'chayiv. Even if you don't hold of Garmi, you still might say it's a hefsin mamon. You might not have to pay for it, but it still might be enough of a hefsin mamon in order to generate a carbon shvuas hapikadon. That's the first day of Tosfos. But then Tosfos says, v'tzalach lomar, three lines from the bottom, and because of a question, t'savar k'Rabbi Meir, d'don dina d'garmi. No, maybe the Gemara is only going like Rabbi Meir, holds of garmi, and that's why, even though you're going to be chayiv, it's not enough to be called for a shvuas hapikadon. Inami, or maybe ki patrinon hayniki kalinu ba'asrayu. Aval not l'masofan chayiv. Maybe even the one who does not hold of garmi only says that when you burn it in its place. But if you picked it up and burned it, maybe he would agree. Either way, Tosfos here discusses the sugya of garmi. In general, it's a major machlokes Rishonim, how we hold. It's Rameir always holds of Garmi, other Tanam do not. Baalei Tosfos, in a number of places, one of them is in Baba Basra, Chaf Beis Mabeis, at least have one Deya, here in Baba Basra, it's quoted in the name of the Ritzbah, that the whole sugi of Garmi is Drabanan. The whole thing is a Chumar Midrabanan. Midaraisa, there's two categories. There's Grama, which is Pater, and direct damage, which is Chayiv. Tosfos here in Baba Basra Chav Beis, the Nira Ritzba, the Dina de Garmi, Havi Mitam Knas, Kidemuchach B'Yerushalmi, V'Lakach, Kol Hezek, Hamatsui, V'Ragil, Lavo, V'Ragil Lavo, Kansu Chachamim, V'Tan, De Kansu Shlo Yeh Kol Echad, Cholech, Umazach Lachaveir Ba'en. I can't go and Garmi you and be Pater. So Chazal were misakein the chiyuv of garmi, and again this connects to the sugyas of hezek she'eino nikar and davar hagorim lamamon. Those sugyas are very close to the sugyas of garmi, which Tosfos here goes into as well. That is what Baalei Tosfos say. Other Rishonim, the Ramban clearly in his kuntris holds that garmi is a din daraisa. That's the pashas of the Gemara. The Gemara never says it's a takana drabanan. Pasha's Garmi is Daraisa, according to those Shitas. That's what the Ramban says, and he has to work out all the cases in Shas that discuss or do not discuss Garmi. And then you have some Rishonim who never mention Garmi, who don't have it as a category. Achronim say that possibly Rashi, because Rashi is never machalik b'feirus. The Gemara mentions garmi. But is there in Lundis, conceptually, is there a difference between grama and garmi, b'halacha? So it could be that Rashi holds no, and it could be the Rambam. The Rambam never quotes garmi. The Rabban and the Reis are anything. So it could be that the some Achronim discuss in the various places the Shita of the Rambam and the Shita of Rashi related to garmi. Okay, but it doesn't really come up here, just a little bit, so I just wanted to mention that. And now we continue. Amar of Papa. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Sixth to bottom line on Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. I hope Ed Hashem to give a parshas here tonight, just by the way, so which hopefully will be up on the OU website by tomorrow sometime. Amar Rav Papa Mishpeh de Rava. Rav Papa says, in the name of Rava, Masnisa Nami Deka. The Mishnah is also, like we have been saying, that the Shita that you don't bring a carbon with any, but for anything related to Karka. Why? And it's interesting, though, we should have pointed out, Rav Papa here is bringing a raya to the Shita of Rav Huna Breder of Yeshua. Remember, we had up on top that Rav Yochanan says, if you're kofer b'mamon yeshel aveidim chayiv b'shtar pater. That was in the middle of the Yamud. If I deny, kofer b'pikadon, I have a pikadon of yours, and I deny it, but there's a shtar that says I owe it to you. So I'm pater. So why am I pater? So Rav Papa gave one reason, because a shtar is sitting here and Adam could die. And we rejected that. So Rav Huna Breder of Yeshua gave a second reason. So now Rav Papa, who gave the first reason, is bringing a riot to the second reason. Right, it's intellectual honesty. Right, this following is a right to the other shita. Masisa nami deka diktani ganaftet shori. Our Mishnah said, if you stole my ox, v'hu omer lo ganafti. He says, no, I didn't. Mashbiachani of amar amen chayiv. That's a case. Shua sepikadon. Ve'ilu ganaftet avdi lo ketani. The Mishnah does not say a case where you stole my eved. Why not? I could say you stole my eved. Why dafki you stole my ox? My time, Allah mishum de eved is kishla karkos. Isn't it because an eved is compared to karka? Ve mevi in carbon al kivir shibu karkos. Isn't that why the Mishnah leaves out the case of eved? Because an eved is hukashla karka, and you don't swear related to that. Amar Rav Papi mishvei de Rava. Rav Papi, that was Rav Papa in the name of Rava. Now we have Rav Papi in the name of Rava, who says, no, maybe not. Ema Seifa. Look at the next line of the Mishnah. Zehaklal. The Mishnah sums up by saying, kol mishalim al piyatzmo chayiv. B'sheinu mishalim al piyatzmo pater. If you pay al piyatzmo, meaning even if you're modeh about the chayiv, then you're going to be chayiv for shuas hapikadon. But b'sheinu mishalim al piyatzmo, because you might be modeh b'knas, then you're going to be pater. That's what the Mishnah had said. You're only chayiv shuas habikadon if there is no other way for the other person to get out of it. If he could be motive knas now, then that is not a hardcore chayiv for me to generate a chayiv carbon for me. So zehaklal asuye mai. What is that zehaklal including? My lav la asuye ganaftes avdi. Isn't that case including that? Because zehaklal always includes something. So you see, one line excludes it, one line includes it. Elamei holak alamastra minim. There must be armish is not a raya either way, right? No raya either way. For, that might be the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan, but it's not a right. There's no right from our Mishnah about the sugya of Karka. Okay, next Shvuas haPikadon Ketzan Tein li Pikadon Sheish li Biadcha. In the case the Mishnah gave, give me a Pikadon, and the Mishnah said, what if you have many people coming? What if one person is claiming many different things, and he says I don't have anything, and he says I don't have this and this and this and this? All the permutations the Mishnah gave in terms of when are you chayiv one and when are you chayiv five. So, Tanu Rabbanan, we have a machlokas in the Braisa. Tanu Rabbanan, kolal eino chayv ela achas. If you said a response in a one general statement, kolal, so eino chayv ela achas, you only chayv one, we don't know what that kolal is yet. One general statement, you only chayv one karbon. Pirate, but if you were mafarate, if you specified, chayv ela achas v'achas, divrei Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir says, if you make a general statement, one general statement, you're chayiv one karbon. If you one general denial, if you have specific denials, you're chayiv on each one. Rabbi Yehuda Omer says, very vague. We have no idea what Rabbi Meir means. We're going to have to talk about it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda is a little clearer, not totally, but a little clearer. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shavua, lo lecha, v'lo lecha, v'lo lecha chayiv. Al kalachas va'achas. If Rabbi Yehuda says, if the nitva says, if the shomer says, I don't have your pikadon, and I don't have your pikadon, I don't have your pikadon, I don't have your pikadon, right? Meaning he starts off by saying, I swear. Shvua. That's considered specific, pirate, and then you're chayiv on each one. That is the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. We're going to talk about those two shitas, but first we finish the braisa. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, lo lecha, v'lo lecha, shvua, chayav kalachas v'achas. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, you have to say the lashon of shvua at the end of your denial. At the end of your denial, right, it has to be a sum up, Right? That's what the Rabbi Lezer Shita is. There is a discussion. The Ritva here quotes the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi seems to say that according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's not just you have to say it at the end, you have to also say it at the end. It has to be, I swear, I don't have your pikadon, yours and yours and yours and yours, I swear. You have to have both of those Lashonos, Shavua before and Shavua after. Pashas of this Gemara, and maybe Rashi on the Mishnah also sound like, Rabbi Eliezer only holds you need a Shavua at the end. But the Rivi here quotes the Yerushalmi that it's mashma you need a tchila basof. You have to sandwich your lo lachas, your denials, with a lashon of shvua. And Reb Shimon Omer, ad sheyomer shvua l'kalachas v'achas. Reb Shimon has the most, I guess, makel shita, you would call it, that you're not chayav a karban unless you have a lashon of shvua to each toveya. I swear that I don't have you. I swear I don't have you. I swear I don't have you. Right, so that's the last two shitas we're not going to discuss. They're discussed in the Mishnah and also here. Reb Shimon again saying you have to lashon of shvua for each one. Reb Eliezer that you have to have a lashem shvua, at least at the end also, maybe also at the beginning, discussion in the Rishon. But we are going to talk about the first two shitos. Again, let's review them. Rabbi Meir says, if you say something general, you only chayev one. If you say it specific, if you're mafarit, you're chayev on each one. Rabbi Huda says, if you say lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha, chayev. So what's the machlokas? What does Rabbi Meir argue on? What was Rabbi Huda assuming Rabbi Meir holds? It's very unclear what that machlokas is. So we're going to have two opinions. What is the machlokas? First, Amar Rabbi Huda Amar Shmuel. Rabbi Huda says the name of Shmuel. Klolo shall Rabbi Meir, prato shall Rabbi Yehuda. Klolo shall Rabbi Yehuda, prato shall Rabbi Meir. Says Shmuel, it's simple. Each one has the opposite shita of the other one. Let's go with Rabbi Yehuda first, because he gives us at least half a shita explicitly. Rabbi Yehuda said, and there are two cases on the discussion. It's when you say lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha, or you say it with a vav. Lo lecha, v'lo lecha, v'lo lecha, v'lo lecha. Which one of those is kalal? Which one of those is pirate? That's the machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. So, according to, again, this is Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Shmuel. According to Rabbi Yehuda, lo lecha, v'lo lecha, v'lo lecha, if you have all the vavs, that's chayav on each and every one. Because that's linking, the vavs are linking each of those with shvua. With shvua, lo lecha, v'lo lecha, v'lo lecha. And what's the and? The and is linking the first word. This is how the Ritva explains it. The first word of shvua is linked to each lo lechas. That's the vavs. And that's why you're chayav kalachas v'achas. But according, that is Rabbi Yehuda's parat, pirate. But let's say you didn't have the vavs. You just said lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha. So Rabbi Yehuda would say that's only one shvua. That's only one shvua, because it's not each linking back to the lashon of shvua. The opposite is true according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir would say, no, if you have vavs in there, that's linking them all together. So you only have one. Mashenkin, if they're lolacha, 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 that's in each separate phrase. Each separate phrase, and that's why you'd be chayiv for each one. So that's Shmuel Shita. Each one rejects the opposite one. And that's what, when Rabbi Yehuda said his shita, he was contrasting, he was arguing with what he must have heard Rabbi Meir say. That is Shmuel. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan though says, argues, no! Hakom Odim, bivalo lecha shu pirate. Everybody agrees it's, if it's with a vav, this is the gersa that we have, everybody agrees that if you have the vavs, that it's mefarit, meaning it's for sure each one of those phrases is going back on the language of Shavua. Lo lecha, v'lo lecha, v'lo lecha. The vavs, with the vavs, they're each considered a separate Shavua, and you're b'chayev a carbon on each one. Lo nechleku ela b'lo lecha. The machlokas is where you didn't say the vavs. You just said lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha. So that's the machlokas. Sure, Rabbi Meir Omer pirate, or Meir says that would be, as we said before, that would be specifics. That would be for each one, you have one carbon per person. For Rabbi Yehuda Omer kalal, Rabbi Yehuda would say no. No vav? So they're all linked back. Right? It's just like you're saying ditto, but ditto is all linked back to the original, and therefore you would not be chayiv more than one. If that's true though, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Vezeo kalal shor Rabbi Meir. If Rabbi Meir holds both of those are pirate, whether you said the vav or not, both of those are pirate, are specific. So when is it kala? What's the case according to Rabbi Meir that you only have one? So what's the kala of Rabbi Meir? Shvua shein lachem biyadi. Just made one statement. I swear I don't know any of you. You're five tovim. He said I don't have any of us. There's only one carbon. So that is the machlokas Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. What is the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir? So by my kamiflagi, so what is this machlokas about? Why did Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan argue? Where they get it from? Shmuel daik mi brisa, Rabbi Yochanan daik mi masnisan. Shmuel was medayik from the brisa itself, and Rabbi Yochanan was medayik from something in our Mishnah. So let's go through each one. Shmuel daik mi brisa. Shmuel was medayik. Shmuel, who said what? Shmuel was the first shita that said they each have the opposite shita of each other. So he was medayik from the brisa. Mi dekama Rabbi Yehuda velo locha pratahave. From the fact that Rabbi Yehuda says with a vav or is pirate, with a vav is chayev on each one. So it must be that he heard Rabbi Meir say something else. That's why he's saying that. Michal deshamel Rabbi Meir. It must be that he heard Rabbi Meir say to amar klavahave. Right, that's what it must be. The amar Rabbi Yehuda pratahave and Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yehuda argues on that. Right, so they each, he rejects what Rabbi Meir said, and he says his own shita, so they must have opposite shitas. That's Shmuel's din. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says, no, travay Rabbi Meir pratahave. Rabbi Yochanan says, okay, that's fine, but you don't have to say he's only arguing on one piece. It could be that according to Rabbi Meir, both with a vav or without a vav, is considered specific a kfira to each toveya. V'yamalei Rabbi Yehuda, no. Bivalo lecha modina lecha, belo lecha paligna lalach. Rabbi Yehuda say no. What Rabbi Yehuda is really saying to Rabbi Meir is, with a vav, I agree. Bivalolacha, I agree with you. Bivalolacha, palignacha, I'm only arguing on you without the vav. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Vishmuel, but Shmuel would say, ad odi leoduye liflogalei afluge. If really, what case did Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana Rabbi Yehuda talk about in the Brisa? With a vav. You're telling me that's the case that he's moed to Rabbi Meir with? So why would he say that case? If he argues on Rabbi Meir in one of the two cases, he should say the case that he argues on. So that's why Shmuel rejects Rabbi Yochanan. These last five lines are just in terms of the source, why Shmuel interprets the machlokas as he does. For Rabbi Yochanan, why does Rabbi Yochanan interpret the machlokas? Again, just got to keep hold. There's a machlokas Tanaim and a machlokas Amoraim. Machlokas Tanaim, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. Machlokas Tanaim, what are the cases? Just make an easy chart. Just make a chart and figure out what's the case that they're arguing on. Shmuel holds they each reject each other. The prat of one is the klal of the other, and vice versa. Rabbi Yochanan, who we're about to explain, says no. Rabbi Yochanan says that according to Rabbi Meir, with a vav, without a vav, those are both prat. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, only with a vav is prat, without a vav is klal. That's the chart. Those are the four boxes according to each one. Rabbi Yochanan daik mi masnisan. Why does Rabbi Yochanan give that interpretation? He's medayik it from our Mishnah. Why midakama Rabbi Meir? For the fact that Rabbi Meir in our Mishnah said, Rabbi Meir in our Mishnah? There is no Rabbi Meir in our Mishnah. Stam masnisan Rabbi Meir. Rashi adds in. Rashi says that here because don't look for Rabbi Meir in our Mishnah about this because it's anonymous, but we're assuming it's Rabbi Meir Shita. So from the fact that Rabbi Meir said in our Mishnah, Shvua she'en lachem biyadi klalahave, if the case in the Mishnah given for klal is just one phrase, I swear I don't owe any of you. Michlal de velolacha pratahave. It must be all the other cases where you say lolacha or velolacha, it's a prat. Because if you want to say with the vav is klal, that would be an even a much greater chiddush. So adamash balon shua shein lachem biyadi. Why would the Mishnah tell me that phrase is a klal? Nishma'inon shvua lolacha v'lolacha v'lolacha. You should say that case where you specify that is a klal. Kol shekein shvua shein lachem biyadi. And surely the other case. So the Mishnah tipped off Rabbi Yochanan that Rabbi Meir only holds klal. What does klal mean? You only chayev one carbon shvuas eidus with all of your denials. The only case is where you say shvuas she'en lachem biyadi. You don't have anything in mind, all of you. But if you say any type of listing, that is pirate. V'shmuel amar, how would Shmuel answer back that diuk? Kal ha'omer v'lo lacha, ka'omer shvuas she'en lachem biyadi dami. No, if you say the words v'lo lacha, that's just like saying you don't have anything. That's maybe what the Mishnah was included by saying one phrase, but also the vavs you're adding on to that phrase. Period. Good. So now we're going to try to prove from a couple of places. So what do we hold? With a vav, without a vav, is it prat, is it klal? So tanan, here we go, second to last skinny line. Lo lecha v'lo lecha v'lo lecha. The Mishnah says, not to you, and not to you, and not to you. So you see, the Mishnah's cases of prat have a vav. Especially that's the only case of prat. Tni lo lecha. No, take it out. Take out the vavs. Tashma, the next line of the Mishnah. Tainli bikadon tizumas yad v'gezav aveda. The next case of our Mishnah said, also has vavs. So doesn't that say only with vavs is it pirate? No. Tani Tsumas Yad Gezel Aveda. Take out the vavs. Sorry? It has vavs. It has all, no, it has the contrast, but the case where you list them off, they all have vavs. Next, Tashma, try again, Tain Lichitim Visarva Kusmin, the case where you list off, give me wheat, barley, spelt. So again, the vavs are there. Tanisa Arna Kusmin, take them out. Three times, says the Gemara, Vahai Tana Kol Halchi Shabish Tani V'Yazil. This Mishtana made so many mistakes. He put in so many extra vavs when he shouldn't have. Look at this, it's interesting why the Gemara asked this here. You could ask us that in 4,000 other places where the Gemara says Chisura Mechzer. It doesn't say Chisura Mechzer here. I guess the Gemara is assuming that there was a mistake. Put in an extra vav. So you say, what, three times the Gemara made the Mishnah made the mistake? So the Gemara says it can't be. So it must be, to answer up all the questions, it's not Rabbi Meir Shita in the Mishnah. Ella Hamani Rabbi Hi. It must be that our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Huda Hanasi. De Amar, who says, Loshna Kezayis Kezayis, Feloshna Kezayis Ukezayis Pratahavi. Whether you say a vav or you don't say a vav, it's considered prat, it's considered specific. Where's, what does Rabbi say this? You see on the side, right? Zvachim Laman Amabes. What's the case there? We know there is a halacha called Pigel. Pigel, which we're going to have a lot, Bez Hashem, discussion of in Seder Kachim, Zvachim and Achas have a lot of dafim all about Pigel. So in the second parak in Zvachim, that's where the first discussion, one of the biggest first discussions of Pigel is in Kachim. Pigel means that if a Kohen thinks while he is shechting an animal, that he's going to sprinkle the blood after the proper time. Or he's going to eat the carbon after the proper time. Chutz lizmano. That's pigel, and that once he has that machshava, that labels the carbon as pigel. If I eat pigel, I'm chayv karis. Right? That's halacha pigel. There's something that sometimes in the larger category of pigel is also called pigel, but it's really technically called pasul, not pigel, and that's chutzlim komo. Chutzlim komo, if he has a mind to do the zrikas chutzlim komo, or to eat chutzlim komo, that also passels the karma, but you don't get karis for that. That's called passel and not pickle. So the Mishnah says, the Gemara says there in Zvachim in the second parak, what happens if I have double thoughts? If I have double thoughts while I'm shechting? Chutzlim mano and chutzlim komo. What if I have double thoughts? So, that's what Rashi quotes, right? Rabbi Hidama, Rashi quotes this. What if I have thoughts, chutzlim mano, vichutzlim komo, or chutzlim komo? Right, with a vav, without a vav. So which is it? So the Gemara says there, if you look in Rashi, Rashi quotes it here, Prata havi, havi beiz machshavos, the tafetz as harishona. Doesn't matter what it is, whether you have the vav or without the vav, it's two separate statements, and therefore you go by the first one. The first one is not ruined by the second one. Therefore, if the first one is a pigel thought, then pigel, it's mefagel the carbon, and therefore this is called pigel. If the first one is pasul, it's chuslim komo, and then it's chuslim zmano, then it becomes pasul, and it can't become pigel once it becomes pasul. It's two different types of psulim, right? And one can't be chal on the other one. So that's Rabbi Shita. Rabbi says in that type of case, if you said, or you thought, pigel and pasul, chuslim zmano, chuslim komo, no matter if you said the vavs or not, it's considered two separate statements. So that's here too. That's the author of our Mishnah, suggests the Gemara. That's Rabbi Shita. So it's no bearing on our machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. Yeah.
I mean that the Amor Shul, or whoever it was, that proof from our Mishnah can't prove anymore for...
Right, you could say all the cases in our Mishnah is going like Rebbe, and therefore you can't prove Rebbe Meir Shita from our Mishnah.
Right,
you can't prove it. Okay, Tashma. Tashma Mididei. Okay, fine. So the anonymous part of the Mishnah you can't prove from, because maybe that's Rebbe Shita. But at the end of the Mishnah, it has Rebbe Meir explicitly. So Tashma Mididei, from himself. Rabbi Meir Omer, Afilu Chita Usaora Vukusemes Chayvak Alachas Vachas. It has the vavs there. Right, we're saying we're not switching around the girsos here. So if you have the vavs and it says Chayv on each one, so that shows that with a vav is prat, right? With a vav is prat, and therefore that is a kasha on Shmuel. Rabbi Yochanan says Rabbi Meir holds that both things are prat, but Shmuel is machalik. So the Gemara says Tini Chita Saora Vukusemes. Okay, take out the vavs. Gemara says, my afilu. So what's the afilu, though, in Remeir? Remeir says, even if you say this, smashman then is the same halacha, with a vav or without the vav, even this would be chayav halachas vachas. So amar vacha, b'reid ravika, no, this is what it means. The chiddush is afilu, chita bechlal chitin, usaor bechlal saorin, v'kusemes bechlal kusmin. Even if you only said the singular, chita, one wheat kernel, one barley kernel, even if he says one singular, is lav dafka. Even that case, we assume it means the more general. What's the case? So Rashi explains. Rashi says, what's the chiddush of singular chita? Rashi says, if a person comes and says, you have a chita of mine, and the person denies it, so then that's still considered a good tfiya and kfira. The Ritva explains Rashi. Let me read it to you, because Rashi is somewhat cryptic. He says, where are we here? Give me the chita, singular grain that you have in your rishus. And the person says, I swear I don't have any chitim. Don't say, lo amrinan. We don't say, shlo yehechayev klal, fishav emes ishbalo. We can't say that, because he says, you owe me a chita, and he denied, he swore that he doesn't have two chitim. So maybe he has one. No, don't play that game. Ze'eno, even though he says chita, because one time chita can mean a lot of chitim. Chita means a chita bundle, achita field. That's the chiddush of the Gemara, according to Rashi, as explained by the Ritva. He quotes the Rimi Gash. Other Rishonim also quote the Rimi Gash. Maybe it's an opposite case, that if Reuven is toveya chitim and he's nishba on chita, the opposite case, that's also chayav kolachas va'achas. So Rashi and the Rimi Gash have opposite pshatim of this case, but that is what the chiddush is. Okay, Vaiter, two dots. Tainli. Again, it's important to know language. What people mean. What do people mean when they have a vav, when they don't have a vav? That's this gemara. So they're back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, if a person comes and says, give me my item, my loan, my thing that you stole, all those things. So the Mishnah also said, tain li chita b'saorin, give me my wheat and my barley. You should put in a dot, dot, dot here. So if there's a dot, 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 or the, and another two dots. Amar Reb Yochanan Pruta Mikula Mitztarefes. Reb Yochanan has a chiddush. What does he say? If Reuven goes to Shimon and says, you have a lost item of mine, and you have a stolen item of mine, and you have a pikadon, and all of them are only worth a quarter of a pruta, but all together they're worth a pruta, and he denies them all, that's good enough. All of them are mitztaref, and they can, that could be called a kfira shel pruta, and it could generate a shvuas ha-pikadon. The Meiri says it doesn't work if there are five tovim, each being toveya on a fifth of a pruta. You can't combine tovim. You can only combine different items from the same toveya. That's the Meiri's ha'ara. Question though that is asked by the Achronim here is how could they be mitztaref? Right, the second, if I steal something that's supposed to be kodesh, it's like a kfira, which is in effect a stealing. But if you steal on a pachas b'shevar pruta. Person is bochel. There's no chiyav hashava there. There's no chiyav hashava on pachas b'shevar pruta. It's also to do it. The Rambam says both at the beginning of Hilchas Geneva and at the beginning of Hilchas Gzela. Also lignov kol shu din Torah. Also ligzol kol shu din Torah. The Rambam says that it's also to steal half a penny, half a pruta. But there's no chiyav hashava. So the Achronim say, you know what you see from this Gemara? It still exists. It still exists. How could they be tzirif if it doesn't exist anymore? It must be that even though he's mochel on the chiyav hashava, it still exists so that altogether, once you have them combined, they could add up to a pruta in terms of a chiyuv carbon. So that's an important diuk that the Achronim make from this line. It's mitzarif, even though each of them are pachad b'shevar pruta. So that is the statement of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says they could all combine. Pligi baravacha baravina. Baravacha and Ravina have a machlokas, which impacts how we understand the statement of Rabbi Yochanan. Chad amar. The machlokas is going to be as follows. In our Mishnah, really, when the person denies, he says a general line and then four specific lines. I swear to you, I don't have any of your stuff. I don't have your gezel. I don't have your aveda. I don't have you this. I don't have you that. The first line, is that a separate shvua? He says, I swear I don't have anything. And then he goes through each one. So, is that a separate chiyuv shvua or not? So, machlokas. Rav amar aprati mechayev akloy lo mechayev. One of these opinions say, no, you only chayev on the specific pratim. On the first general statement, that's like an introduction. That's not counted as a separate shvua. And therefore, if you say that, Rabbi Yochanan's statement about pruta mikula mitztarefes is only going on the first line of the Mishnah, where he says, one denial. I says, I swear I don't have anything of yours. Period. Rabbi Yochanan says, in that case, they could all be mitztaref. V'chad amar klalinami mechayev. But one says, no, the other opinion of Ravacha and Ravina say no. Every time, if you say, I swear I don't have a pikadon of yours, I swear I don't have anything of yours, and then you go through the list, that first line is a separate chiyuv shvuas ha-pikadon. And if that's true then even in the last case, you could say Rabbi Yochanan is relating to that case. Because as long as you have one line that relates to the total, so then they could be mitzarif. Okay, so that is a machlokes. Again, the machlokes, the specific machlokes is, if I make a shvua, and the first line is a general statement, and I specify, so is that first line considered a separate shvua or not? That's the machlokes amoraim that we have here. So we're going to ask Akasha on that. V'hatani Rabbi Chiya, harei kan chamesha srechatos. Rabbi Chiya says there are 15 karbanos. 15 karbanos. What we're talking about, all the cases that are talked about are 5 tovim. So you have 5 tovim, and there were 3 grains on the discussion. 5 tovims, that's 5 times 3, so it's 15. If you count the general line, it should be 20. V'yamisa esramavi. So isn't this a riot to the shita that says you don't count the general line? So the Gemara says, no, haitan at the pratika chashiv, the klai loka chashiv. It could be that in the brisa, they're just talking about the shvuas, the karbanos that are owed because of the specific lines. But in a chinami, maybe the first line is also, generates a karban. Okay, we have a riot the other way. There's a brisa that says, yachayev 20 karbanos. So that includes both. 20 karbanos, so again, 5 tovim, 3 grains, it should be 15. How would you get the other 5 from? If you count that first general line. So it's a kash on the other shita. So the Gemara says, no, hahi, that brisa could be talking about a case where you have 4, not the 3 grains case, but the 4 cases case. Apikadon, etzumas yad, v'gezel, v'aveda. Period. Tosas points out, it's an obvious point, we have to mention it. What are we talking about here? Talking about shvuas apikadon. What carbon you chayav for shvuas apikadon? Chayav an asham. Asham Gzelos. What do you think? Chatos here. Chatos here. So Tosfos says, these brises, the source of them must be by Shuas Eidus, which is Chayv and Chatos, right? And all of the Yorid. Right? And we're relating it to Shuas HaPikadon, as the Gemara does various times. Good. 4 lines from the bottom. Home stretch. Shuas HaPikadon. Boimine Rav Amir Rav Nachmin. Hayu Chamisha Tovin Oso. There are 5 people that are saying, you owe me, you have stuff of mine. V'yamru lo, and they say, Tein lanu pikadonu tesumes yad. V'gezal v'yaveda sheish lanu biyadcha. There are 5 people that come to one person and they say, give us all the stuff that you owe us. Amr la echan mehan. He says to one of them, Shvua she'in lecha biyadi pikadon tesumes yad. Gezal v'aveda. He says to one of them, I swear I don't have anything of yours. And he lists them off. And then he says to the other ones, v'lo lecha, v'lo lecha, v'lo lecha, v'lo lecha. So he specified to the first guy, and then he just said v'lo lecha to all the rest. So ma, what's the halacha? Achada mechayiv? Are you only chayiv on one of them? What do you mean on one of them? Meaning the first, you're chayiv on all the specifics you did with the first one. That's 4. Plus the 4 other people, you're chayiv a singular carbon on the rest of them, which means 4 and 4 is 8 altogether. 4 on the specific, on the first one, and 1 on each of the others, so you chayiv 8 altogether. O dilma, akol chad v'chad v'chayiv, or you chayiv on each one of them, which will be 20. You chayiv 4 on each of the 5, and there will be 20 karbanos. Halacha l'maisa, bezin doesn't know what to say. Don't know what to do. So tashma, tani reb chiyah, so we have a brisa. Harikana, esrim chatos, the brisa that we just quoted before, 20 karbanos. Hechidami, what's the case of 20 karbanos? Ida parish, if you specified, specifically, you went, had an explicit lashon to each person, reb chiyah, minyanas alashminans, then what's the chiddush? That would be pashit, what, he's doing math for us. Ela, lav de lo parish, it must be that he didn't explicate, it was like our case, vishmamina pratahave. And it must be that is an example of prat, and you'd be chayiv 20 in that case. Period. Next, anasto pitidias bitivachulu. Amar bichiya baraba. Amar biyochanan. My time with Reb Shimon. What's Reb Shimon? Let's remember. We had this on Shabbos. Shabbos is daf. Anat. I'm sorry. It was Sunday's daf, which I didn't give. Monday's daf, which I didn't give. I gave it Sunday night. Anasto pitidias biti. So what was the case? Somebody comes and says you raped or you seduced my daughter, and therefore you owe me the knas. You owe me the knas. So the halacha is, the Tanakhama says, read it to you if you read the fifth wide line on Lamed Vavim Beis. The Tanakhama says, Chayif. Rabbi Shimon says, Pater. Because you're in the Mishalim Knas Alpiyatzmo. And the Chum say back, what do you mean? Forget the knas. What about the poshas and the begam? What about the embarrassment and the lowering of value? So my time with Rabbi Shimon, what's the reason for Rabbi Shimon, says our Gemara? Amr Chibar Abba, Amr Yechon, my time with Rabbi Shimon. Hold the Iker Knas Utoveya. Rabbi Shimon says, because what's the Iker? When you're going to be Toveya, a rapist, are you being Toveya, the boches of the Begam or the Knas? So Reb Shimon says you're going to be Toveya the Knas. Why? Why is that the Iker? So the Ritva says, because that's what's Mefurish Batorah in this context. The boches of the Begam you learn from Limudim, by Chavala, but the Iker, that what's Mefurish in the Pasuk, is is the knas. So that's why we assume that's what he's being toveya. And Amar Rava mashal to Reb Shimon the Ma'adar Adomer. Reb Shimon gives, there's a mashal for Reb Shimon Shita. Again, Reb Shimon who says that you're putter in this case because he's being toveya the knas, which is mode of a knas putter, even though there's boshes of a pagam in the background. What's the mashal? Give me all the wheat and the barley and the kusmin that you have of mine. He says, give me the chitim sarim v'kusmin, and he says, I swear I don't have wheat. And the taka, he doesn't have chitim, hasarim v'kusmin islay. But he has the other wheat, the potter, he's potter. Why is he potter? He only swore about wheat, and he took his troth. He didn't have wheat. So therefore, that's like this case. In this case, he is being toveya knas boshes of agam, and he denies and says, hey, I don't owe you the knas. So that's the case, that's what you're potter. So Amalei Abaye, one second, me dummy. Abaye says, how could you compare the cases? In the case where I say, you owe me three kinds of wheat, and you deny having one of them, then fine. But here he says, I didn't rape her. If he says, I didn't do it, then he's denying everything. Even the boshes and begam. Holodamya, really what it's comparable is to, person says, give me all the wheat that you have, and then he says, shvua she'in lecha biyadi klal. And he says, I swear I don't have anything. And it comes out that he doesn't have chitim. So it happens to be that he swore truthfully about chitim. So just like here, it happens to be that knas, you're going to be modib a knas potter. But only one of the part of the kfira is knocked out. But the other part of the kfira should be mechayiv. So Rav Kusman is late to mechayiv. So Ella, we have to give a different reason for Reb Shimon. Ella kiyasa ravin amar Reb Yochanan, ledivrei Reb Shimon, knasu toveya v'loboshes u'begam. Ledivrei chachamim aposhes u'begam u'toveya. It's not that iker knas hu toveya, but it's mamish, he is coming, vadai. It's a case where he's only being toveya the knas. It's not that the other is in the background. Reb Shimon holds he's only being toveya the knas when a person comes, and the Chum say he's also being toveya the boshes begam. So it's a machlokas a metzias or it's a machlokas. We like to say in lundis, but the Gemara explains. But my kamiflagi, Amr of Papa. It sounds like it's a machlokas in what people do. Reb Shimon savar lo shavak inish midi de kayetz v'tove midi de lo kayetz. A person wouldn't be toveya something that is not definite. If I know I could get $50 from you, I'm going to be toveya that instead of getting just what you owe me. A person always will take something specific first. Maybe later we'll come to get the other one. For Rabbanan savri lo shavak midi dechimo debe lo miftar, v'tove midi dechimo debe me miftar. Person, Rabbanan say no, a person will come in and take something that he know for sure he will get. And even if a person will be modib a knas, that's why he doesn't come to the get the knas. He jumps to get the boches and the begam. The Rif explains, why don't they just say he's toveya both of them? Because, says the Ritva, people don't want to be toveya both things at once, because then it'll be a large amount and the guy will probably swear and deny everything. They'd rather be toveya something smaller. Which smaller thing would they come to do? That's the machlokas, Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim. Okay, Hadron Lachshuvos HaBikadon. Here we go. Next section of the Mesechta. Next section of the Mesechta is now the Shvuos HaDayanim. Shvuos HaDayanim, the Rambam says, mentioned this in the past, beginning of Hilchos Torah Menitah. Right, so the first part of the Mesechta, for the first five prakim, we need the Rambam beginning of Hilchos Shvuos. But for the next couple of prakim, we need the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Toin V'Nitan. Says the Rambam, Ein lechem b'chuyiv shvua min haTorah chutz mishlosha. There are only three shvua d'oraises that Bezdin can make somebody swear. There are other shvua d'oraises. We just discussed a bunch of them. Shvua se'edah, shvua se'bikadon, and shvua se'bitui. A lot of shvua. Shvua shav, shvua sheker. But three that Bezdin will make you pay, make you take. Number one, mode b'miksas. Number two, eid echad. And Eidecha comes to court. Number three, Shomer. Shari Nemer b'Shomer, Shavuos Hashem Tiyeh Bein Shneim. V'kol Echad Mishlashtam Nishpa V'Niftar Milashalim. This parak is about one of the Shavuos HaDayanims, and that is Shavuos Mode B'Miksatz. That's what this parak is about. Mode B'Miksatz is mostly. You have in the next parak, Daf Mem Dalid, Kol HaNishba'in, has that long Mishnah, the beginning of the seventh parak, which is all about the Nishpa V'Notels, which are the Shavuos D'Rabbanan, the rabbinic oaths that Bezdin allows a person to swear to take his money. But Daraisa, there are three shvuas nishba v'niftars, and this parak is about modeh b'miksas. There is another shvua, which is going to come up, Bez Hashem, today, and it's going to come up again in the various parts of this pesachta. One shvua d'rabanan, which is nishba v'niftar as well, and that is shvuas hasis. Shvuas hasis is also nishba v'niftar. It's if somebody is kofar bako. Chazal were misaking lahafis daitel shabalabayis. A person wouldn't come and claim something if he was not owed it. So the Chazal say, even if you're covered by kol, you still take a shvuas hesis, which hopefully we'll talk about the type of shvua that is soon. Okay, let's go. Shvuas adayanim. So the parak starts off. Shvuas adayanim. So what are we waiting for? Banashim ubinashim. Like the last two prakim said. Tosa says, where is it? Tosfos says, no, there's no havamina that Shvuas HaDayanim is going to be like the others. By Shvuas HaPikadon, you have to say it because of Shvuas HaEdus. They're similar to each other. By Shvuas HaDayanim, it's obviously a totally different ballgame. So therefore, you don't have to have the parallel lashon in this parak. So, Shvuas HaDayanim. Hataina shtei kesef v'haodah sheva pruta. So, we quickly and automatically go into modeh b'miksas. The Rishonim discuss, are all three Shvuas that we just mentioned called Shvuas HaDayanim? It's a fascinating discussion in the Rishonim here, the Ritva, the Rashba, because the Gemara says Shvuas HaDayanim, and then the rest of the Mishnah is all about Modeh B'Miksas. What about Shvuas HaEchad? What about Shvuas HaShomrim? So even though this discussion in the Rishonim is all about categorization, but there's a lot of lumdus behind it. The Ritva says the only true Shvuas HaDayanim is Modeh B'Miksas. Shvuas HaEchad is learned that from a drasha, and Shvuas HaShomrim is really a super Shvuas HaPikadon. As we've just discussed in the previous parak. If you look at that Ritva. But again, it's important for categorization purposes. It calls it Shvuah, the parak Shvuah Sadayanim, and it goes into Modeh B'Miksas. So, Hataina Shtei Kesef, and Rashi says it beferish. The first Rashi in the parak. Rashi says, what Shvuah Sadayanim? Shahadayanim Mashbiyin Al Yedei Hodas Miksas Hataina. Based on a person says, you owe me 100, and the guy in the Nitva says, no, I only owe you 50. So, on the other 50, there is a Shvuah Daraisa, learned there from the Psukim of Ki Hu Zeh. It says in Parshas Mishpatim, Rashi quotes, V'nikra V'labaisa Elho Elohim, Im Lo Shalach Yado, he swears. So the Mishnah says, Hatayin Shtei Kesef, the claim has to be at least two Kesef, V'ha Hodah B'Shev Pruta, and the Hodah, the emitting has to be at least a Pruta. Those are the minimum requirements which the Gemara will talk about for Modeh B'Miksas. There is a discussion, what about other Shvuas? Are there minimum requirements of other shvuas, like shvuas hashomrim? Could a person swear? So that is a discussion here in the Baal HaMor. The Baal HaMor quotes the Rimi Gash, who says, even on less than a pruta, even on less than base kesef, less than base kesef, even by shomrim, and the Baal HaMor argues, and the other Rishonim argue, no, even by shvuas hashomrim, even by, you have these requirements. Even though the Mishnah talks about Modeh B'Miksas, also have it by Shvuas HaShomrim. What about in the next parak, the Nishba V'Notel Shvuas? Do they have minimum requirements? They have minimum requirements. Says the Machlokas Ramam Ravid, in Toin V'Nitan Gimel Zayin, says the Ravid, how could you have a minimum requirement? If somebody's a Shomer on a very small amount, he's not going to be able to swear, he's going to have to pay? It's not fair. So there's no minimum requirement by the Nishba V'Notels. He's never going to be able to get paid in those cases. Somebody is a worker for less than Shtei Kesef. What, he's not going to be able to get paid? He's going to go up a Pachi Nefesh? And the Rambam seems to say, yeah. Rambam says there's a minimum requirement. Okay, but this is the discussion about the first line. Continue. V'yim'ein ha-hoda'a mimina taina pater. If the hoda'a is not the same type, not related to the same type of item that was in the claim, you are pater. Kesad, for example. Shtei kesef yeshli biyadcha. You owe me 2 silver coins. Ein lecha biyadi ela pruta. And he says, I only owe you a pruta pater. Why? Because kesef is silver and pruta is copper. So it's not saying money here. This is the olden days where they're talking about the material itself. Weights of copper, weights of silver. So that's not similar, tfiyah and hodah, therefore you're going to be pater. Shtei kesef upruta yishli biyatcha, but if the taina is 2 kesef and a pruta, ein lecha biyadi ela pruta chayet. That's Modeh B'Miksas, because you made on part of the claim. Manali biyatcha, you owe me a mana, ein lecha biyadi, I don't have anything of yours, pater. That's kofar bako, you deny everything. Manali biyatcha, what about shvuas hasis? Shvuas hasis is not mentioned in Mishnayis. Rav Nachman says Shvuas Hasis. Major discussion in the Rishonim. Did Rav Nachman make up Shvuas Hasis? Was Shvuas Hasis around in the Mishnah? It just wasn't mentioned in the Mishnah? That's a pretty major hashmata if it wasn't mentioned in Mishnayos, in Maseches Shavuos. So we're going to have to talk about that. Continuing, not for now. Manali biyadcha, you owe me 100 incha biyadela 50 dinar, chayev. That's what it makes us. Manali ama biyadcha, my father has 100 bucks by you. Right, you have 100 of my father. In the chabiyadiel nun dinar, and he mitzvah of half potter. In that case, he's potter. Isn't it mamudim mixas? No. Mebneishu kameishav aveda. Rashi says because he could just deny the whole thing. Deny the whole thing. It's your father. No proof. You don't have witnesses. So therefore, he's doing him a favor. If he's doing him a favor, just like by an aveda. By an aveda, there's a takana drabana, no shua required. If I have an aveda of yours, and then you say, what do you mean? I lost double this. Swear to me that you didn't take the other thing that I lost. He does not have to swear, because then he won't pick it up the next time. So that's what it's the takana. Meshav Aveda does not have to take shuas. So this is like Meshav Aveda says Rashi. Look at the Rashba. The Rashba has a different reason than Rashi. Manali biyadcha amar lo hein. You owe me 100. He says, yes, I do. L'machar amar lo taneoli. And then the next day he says, okay, give it to me. I gave it to you already. I gave it to you early in the morning. Potter. So potter, because there's no other, he doesn't have proof that he didn't give it to him. Ein l'cha biyadi. But if the next day he denies that he owed it at all, chayiv. Because there were witnesses from yesterday that you admitted that you owed it. So therefore, if you deny it today, you are chayiv. Manali biyadcha amar lo hein. Al tenei li ala be'edim. He says, don't give it to me except in front of Edim. Well, machar amalo tenei. The next day he says, okay, give it to me now. Nasad of l'chai, gave it to you. And there are no witnesses. Chayiv. He's chayiv in that case because he had to give it with Edim. And he didn't give it with Edim, so it's his fault. Rashba here quotes a machlokes between two of his rabbeim, the Ramban and the Rimi Gash. Not his Rebbe, but obviously a few generations earlier. Machlokes, whether this al titneolo ela be'edim, was that b'shas halva or even shalo b'shas halva? What if the malva lends somebody something on the first of the month, and then on the 10th of the month, he sees him in the street, he's like, oh, by the way, don't pay me back except in front of edim. Is that binding? Let's say the lova never agrees to it. Is that binding? So that's a machlokes. The Rashba agrees, I think, to the Rimi Gash and says, yes, it is binding because evet lova lish malva. The malva can do whatever he wants. Right? The linear shafil kshlokibo love. Yeah, even if he wasn't Makabel, yeah, he holds like the Rimi Gash. The Ramban is Rebbe, he holds no. If he wasn't Makabel, he doesn't have to do it. It wasn't part of the tnaim of the loan. So that's a machlokes. How to understand the Mishnah. Continuing. Litras, yeah. Could the Lova disagree? So that's what the Rashba says. Even if he disagrees, tough luck. Because the principle, Eva Lova Lish Malva, that it's, that the Lova is Meshubid to whatever clauses the Malva, I guess, within reason that the Malva says. Litras, obviously, biyadcha, you have a certain weight of gold. Ein lecha biyadi, ela litra kesef, pater. Because gold and silver are not the same. Diner zav yishli biyadcha. You have a diner zav of mine. Ein lecha biyadi, ela diner kesef. Trises upundias upruta, chayiv. Shakol min matbeya echad. Dinars are all the same. They're the same categories. That's why it would be modem mixas. Kurtua li biyadcha. You have a core of grain. Ein lecha biyadi, ela lesa kidneys. No, I only have kidneys, legumes, pater. That's not the same. Korperis yeshli biyadcha. You have fruit. In chabiyadi alasa kitnis chayiv. Sha kitnis b'chal peiris. Kitnis are considered fruit. Maybe we translate it as fruit, but maybe it's not a good definition because kitnis includes corn and beans and stuff. So that's not what we call fruit. But peiros, right? What do we say on wine? Borei peri hagafen. Is wine a pre? Wine isn't a fruit, and we also say pre. Pre means a product. A product of. So peiros are it's really a larger category, and the Mishnah says here it includes kidneys. Tanuchi demodelabisa. Oh, Randy claims grain, and he answers with barley patur. Rabbi Gamliel machayiv. Rabbi Gamliel's machayiv. What does that mean? Rabbi Gamliel argues on everything we said the past 10 lines. Rabbi Gamliel holds that you don't need hoda'a mimin hataina. He says it at the end, the Rishonim say, because he saves it so that it could be seen as going on everything before. You owe me big barrels of oil. And he admitted to him little jugs of oil. So he said, kadim, karkanim. So Admon Omer, hov, hodulah mixes me minatayin yishava. Admon says, that's modibah mixas. Who cares about the jugs and the barrels? That's modibah mixas. Vachacham omrim, no. Ein hahoda miminataina. No, he asked for barrels, then he admitted to him jugs. Two different things. So they're both oil. Amar begam liel, ro anias devari admon. I like admon. I think it is a case of moda bimixas. Hopefully we'll talk about this more about these cases when they come up in the Gemara. Tanu chi kelem bakarkos, vahoda bakelem bakar bakarkos. If somebody claims kelem and karka, So relating to what we discussed yesterday, that is, whenever karka is involved, there's no shvua. There's no shvua on kfira shibet karkos. So if karka is the kfira, so therefore, there is no shvua. So let's say somebody claims kalim and karka. You owe me kalim and karka. Vahodeh b'kalim v'kafra b'karkos. And he admitted, yes, I owe you kalim, but he denied on the karka. So you have to swear on the karka? No. B'karkos v'kafra b'kalim. Or even the other way, let's say he admitted on the karka. And he was kofra on the kalim pater. He's also pater there. Because the hodah, a major part of the case, is also about karka. Hodeh b'miksas karkos pater. If in that case, if you admit about some of the karka, you're also pater, because some of the karka you denied, and you never swear about a kfira on karka. B'miksas ha-kelim chayiv. The only case that you would swear is if he asks for kelim and karka, and he splits about the kelim. Some kelim I owe, some kelim I do owe. So you're going to take a shvu on the rest of the kelim. Once you take a shvu on the rest of the kelim, we'll throw in the shvu on karka, based on the principle of Gilgul Shvua, which the Mishnah says, Shan Chasim, She'en Lamachrayis, Nechasim, that don't have a chrayis, meaning movable items, Metaltalin, Zokakin, Esanachasim, She'esh Lamachrayis, they make the karka stand up with them, Lishavalein, to swear on them. That's the principle of Gilgul Shvua, even though karka itself you can't swear on, but once you're taking a Shvua about something else, we throw it in with that original Shvua. Weiter. Ein Nishban al Tainat Chayr Shodav HaKatan. Again, these are huge topics, which hopefully we'll get to discuss. There is no shvua on a claim of a Chayr Shodav HaKatan. The Ein Mashbin as a Katan. And we don't make a Katan swear. Avol Nishbayin LaKatan LaHektish. But if a Katan is owed something, meaning, let's say you're collecting from a Katan, meaning not his Taina, but you do swear to a Katan and to Hektish, as we will see in the Gemara. Okay, two more minutes. Heichi Mashbin Lay. So what's the shvua? All these shvua. What type of shvua? What does it look like? The Ran here quotes a medrash. The Ran here, other Rishonim also quoted, but the Ran here quotes a medrash that says that we make a person swear. Mashbiyanas adam shvuas haTorah meviim lafan of nodos nefuchim. You bring empty, blown up bottles, and then we say why. Lomar haisa hagaviyah azos malaya gidin vatsamas vachshav reka miklum. To make a person think about that. That's what a body is. A body is like a bottle. A Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you a neshama inside to make it alive. But it's just like an empty bottle. Got to be very careful before you use Hashem's name and take it in vain. So we scare him. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Because again, think about it. What other Avera does Bezdin have a hand in? Usually somebody does an Avera, they do an Avera. Somebody eats treif. Somebody wears shatnez. Since when does Bezdin facilitate an Avera itself? So this is one example. If a person is making a shvua sheker, d'oraisa, holding a sefer Torah, scared. So Bez is facilitated. That's why we scare him here. Think, oh, why is this the only Avera? So this, maybe Edom also. That's why they scare Edom too. These are the two cases where Bezdin might be, right? Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mitzad Shamayim, might be facilitating an Avera. That's why there's so many precautions here. So much Iyum. So Hechem Mashbin Leh. So how do we do it? So Amma, Rav Yehuda, Mara, Mashbin Aso B'Shua, Amur B'Torah. We say, swear to us like the Shua that it says in the Torah. Dechsiv, Ashpiacha B'Hashem, Elokei Yishamayim. Amma Leh Ravina Leh Ravashi, come on. K'Rabbi Chanina Bar Idi. Rav's statement is like Rabbi Chanina Bar Idi, to Amar Bin and Shem HaMiyuchad. Right? Because based on that Pasuk in Breishis, you have to use Shem Hashem. Right? That's who you use. Armaleya filatim rabbanan. He said, no, lav dafka. Even the rabbanan might say, da amri bakinui. Maybe because it says, elokei hashamayim, which is a kinui. So machlok is what you have to use. Venafka mina. But what do you learn from there? What do you learn from that context of Avraham and Eliezer? Tzarech la'adfusei chefse biyadei. You have to hold the chefes. Just like there, Avraham Avinu told Eliezer to hold his mila, so too forevermore, there has to be what's called Nikitas Chefetz, holding a Sefer Torah. Kidda Rava, Dama Rava, Haidaina Dish, Ta'ashpa, Bashem, Elokei HaShemayim, Nasa Kemisha Toa, B'dvar Mishta V'choser. If any B'dayan makes somebody swear, B'Elokei HaShemayim, but does not make him hold a Sefer Torah, so it's as if he was Toa about an explicit halacha in Mishnayis, and the whole din falls away, it's null and void, and you got to do it again. Right, Toa, B'dvar Mishta V'choser, the sugi that we had in Sanhedrin. So this is called Nikitas Chayfetz. What is the Nikitas Chayfetz? The Gemara says, again, let's just finish the phrase and then we'll discuss it more tomorrow. V'yamar Papa, hi dina da'ashba b'tfilin. What about tefillin? You need to say for Torah? What about tefillin? Nasa kemi shetah b'damish v'chozer. Rav Papa says, no good. Tefillin isn't good enough. V'hilchaz ha'kavasi d'rava v'les hilchaz ha'kavasi d'rav Papa. We hold like Rava that it's a Tav B'Dvar Mishnah, if you're not holding a Sefer Torah, but we hold that tefillin are okay. If you didn't hold anything, you have to retract, you have to do it again. But tefillin are okay. What about tzitzis? The Ritva quotes a deya and says, no way. No, it's not a davar shebik, right, it's not tefillin, mezuzahs, or a sefer Torah, right? That's not Sheamus. That's not inherent kedusha. It's not like tzitzis. Tzitzis is in the other category. Tzitzis and lulav and shofar, right? That is tashmishe mitzvah. That's not tashmishe kedusha. What about, the Ritva has an amazing, fascinating deya. What about aseres hadibros? That's good enough. Because aseres hadibros is like kala Torah. Okay, we've had a shiur about that in the past. All the different halachas. There's a Balei Tosfos in Shoftim that says that the king always takes the Sefer Torah with him. That's a schlepping it around? Maybe. But Balei Tosfos says aseres hadibros. Rashi at the end of Mishpatim quotes from Sadigon that says that all the aseres hadibros are symbolically all 613. All 613 are included in those 10. So again, that's a fascinating discussion of the Ritva right here. Okay, we'll talk more about the Nikitas Chayfetz, Beth Hashem, tomorrow, and we'll talk about Shavuos Heses and Nikitas Chayfetz. Again, Shavuos HaZayanim is jam-packed. We'll do what we can.